Praise God, praise God. You're welcome to this beautiful day, September the 26th. And this Sunday, as we go and worship the Lord today, we appreciate Him for the gift of life. By His mercies, we have seen another week. And it is the last week of the month of September, the month of fruitfulness, and I pray that you will continue to flourish in all of your endeavors. It's a blessed day because God has ordained it for you to partake of His rich mercies and His blessings. All round prosperity shall be your portion, and for the few days that are left, every of your blessings that are still pending will locate you, and you will come out even more than a conqueror. Our power nugget today is power of humility. We are chosen and set apart as the salt and light of the world. If we must shine the light and preserve the world, which seems to be perishing, we must be that salt and light, and we must be clothed with patience and humility in order to also reign in dominion as kings and priests. The Lord created us in the book of Genesis and gave us a mandate to rule over the earth, to subdue nations, subdue everything He created, which means that we have the power to decree and declare His counsel according to His word. When the light shines, no darkness can comprehend it. In John chapter 1 verse 5 said, the light shineth and darkness cannot comprehend it. And Jesus is that light and that salt. The word of God is yea and amen. Forever His word is settled. Concerning every issue, every situation, there is a word for every issue you are going through. All you need to do is surrender your heart to the Lord Jesus. Is to stay connected, stay plugged in to the power source. The Holy Spirit is the power source. You must be connected to God the Father, your Creator, God the Son, your Savior, and the Holy Spirit, our Helper, our Counselor, our GPS. As we start this new day and last week, ensure that the Holy Ghost continues to be your guide, so that He will guide you to be in the right place at the right time to possess your possessions. And He will also separate you from every evil. Because the Bible says that in the world there will be tribulation, but we must be of good cheer, because Jesus has overcome. We overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimony. So as we continually hold on steadfast, as we continually profess Christ as our Lord and our Savior, He will ensure that victory is our portion. He will ensure that we are more than conquerors. For this week, the nugget is the HGM factor. Humility. Grace is multiplied when we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, under the direction, the leadership of the Holy Spirit. He will guide us to all truth, and our victory is guaranteed. We are more than conquerors through Christ who saved us. But remember, as you receive this word, it is more blessed to give than to receive. When you share this agape love, other people will be attracted, and it will be counted unto you as righteousness. In Isaiah 1:19, the Bible tells us that if we are willing and obedient, we shall eat the good of the land. I pray this week and this day, as you walk in obedience, in holiness and in righteousness, you will surely, surely possess your possessions. And the Lord will continue to be your shield and your buckler and your exceeding great reward. I cover you and all yours in the precious blood of the Lamb, the potent blood that was shed that we have life and life in abundance. And I pray that his favor will continually abound towards you in the name of Jesus. Share this love and you'll be more blessed. Amen.